This is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Earlier in the week, we reported about Petersburg and their financial woes. Well, they may be worse than city officials expected. Frank Hammond reports.
The Secretary of Finance for the Commonwealth, Richard Brown, says they determined there's nearly $19 million in existing bills and liabilities. That's about $1 million more in debt than officials released a month ago. The state found that the city of Petersburg's money problems date back as far as 2012, where spending exceeded revenues. State officials recommended city leaders try not to create additional debt unless absolutely necessary. They also suggest officials create a plan to restructure immediately. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
Detroit police will investigate a deadly officer-involved shooting of a bank robbery suspect, Bradley Carey.
There was two shots that were fired. One was fired by a sergeant from West Bloomfield Township, and another shot was fired by an MDOC agent.
This is USA Radio News.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother. We can do this. Together.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What?
Oh, my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't. Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this.
You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool. Very cool. Very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
A New York City baby is recovering after undergoing a rare operation to remove a huge tumor from her neck. Sarah Lee Kessler has the story.
Sandy Diaz was born a year ago with a large mass that makes it hard for her to breathe and impossible to eat except through a feeding tube. Dr. Milton Wehner headed the team that performed the surgery at Manhattan's Lenox Hill Hospital.
We're going to be removing as much of this malformation as possible, and our intention is to make her look as normal as we can and as functional as we can.
He says he's hopeful Sandy will be able to lead a normal life by the time she's ready for preschool. Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio, New York.
A community in Queens is mourning the death of a jogger as police try to find the killer. Scott Pringle reports.
Folks are still in shock and just can't believe that Karina Vetrano was murdered while running in broad daylight in Howard Beach Park.
Howard Beach is in mourning. We are totally in mourning.
How life just taken out like that just because she went for a jog in the afternoon, it doesn't even make sense.
Hundreds attending a candlelight vigil for Vetrano last night. She died by strangulation and was pumped.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. At 11:04, it is 76 degrees in Flemington, and the forecast for today is mostly sunny with a high of 84. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low of 57, and then Friday mostly sunny with a high of 86. There's a 50% chance of thunderstorms on Saturday, and we have a perfect way for you to spend a rainy Saturday. And then the sun will clear out for Sunday, low humidity, and a high of 82.
I'm waiting for my favorite line of the song. That was the line. Good morning. Welcome to the Library Show. Starring Jennifer Winberry, Jim Thatch, and special guest today. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, Caroline Scott from the Book Garden in Frenchtown joins us in studio to talk about HCL's Comic Fest happening this Saturday at the Hunterdon County Library. We kicked off our summer concert series last night with the Summer Swing Orchestra. We'll recap. Jennifer walks in the footsteps of a stranger, and she learns things she never knew she never knew. Discounts with your library card, HCL's amateur photography show, fall concert schedule, and much more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
And Caroline.
Good morning.
Welcome to the library show. We have a lot to talk about. Hunterdon Comic Fest is this Saturday, August 6th, at the Hunterdon County Library from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And Jennifer and Caroline, and possibly a phone-in visitor, are going to tell us all about what to expect on this exciting day at the Hunterdon County Library.
Okay. You're not?
I'm just going to kind of listen like a fan. I'll jump in where I think
I can.
How about
I'll pass over my papers to Caroline, because I can look them up online before we're talking about them. Okay, so.
By the way, before we start, my little reference to you about you'll learn things you never knew you never knew is a reference to what? Where is that line? It's in a song.
I don't know, but Donald Rumsfeld says I know things that you don't even know you don't know.
That's like a deep line, right?
Yeah.
You learn things you never
knew.
I
just actually used it last night.
Do you know where it's from, Caroline?
I have no idea where it's from.
It's from Pocahontas. The song Colors of the Wind.
Oh, really?
Anybody see that movie?
No,
I'm sure Jennifer hasn't seen that. Did you know Jennifer has never seen The Little Mermaid, Caroline, by the way? See,
how could that possibly be the reaction
of everyone. Did you see it yet, by the way?
Yeah, my spare time. No.
You got spare time. Just put down a book for an hour and a half.
No.
No, priorities, my friend.
So let's introduce Caroline Scott. Caroline, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, let's see. I am the co-owner of the Book Garden in Frenchtown. We've owned the shop for 4 years this month, and it's been around for 18 years, I want to say.
Wow.
So it's been in town a long time, and Jennifer and I met 2 years ago, maybe?
We did. There's a bookstore I go to in Morristown, mm-hmm. and one of the owners
said,
I went to college, and I thought she said she went to college with you, and I thought, oh, okay, and then I met you, but it turns out it was your dad.
That's right, I forgot we had the Virginia
yes.
connection, and then the Chris connection.
Yes.
Chris Fallon, so... So we've had the store for 4 years, and part of our mission as an independent bookstore is to get out into the community. And one of the ways we're doing that is doing more partnership events with the library, and it's been really terrific, actually. We've met some great people, and your staff is wonderful, and it's a lot of fun. Comic Fest being probably the highlight of all the fun.
I think so. And Morgan has seen Pocahontas. We have a listener today, Miss Morgan. Hi, Morgan. Morgan's my friend from Pennsylvania.
Jennifer gives a lot of free publicity to the Twisted Kilt in Monmouth Junction, among
Except
other
it's
places.
It's a tilted kilt.
What did I say?
Twisted kilt. Sorry, Scott.
I'll get that right one of these weeks.
They have trivia night every Wednesday, and it's my husband's mine date night.
And are you trivia queen?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, between the two of us. And if Jim would come, we would knock it out of the ballpark. I have actually stocked Jim's bar with barware from what I won at this place.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm impressed. I have to remember that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Anyway, back to Comic Fest. And actually, that's how I met Spider-Man. I met Spider-Man at the Tilted Kilt.
He rescued you.
He rescued me.
You were a damsel in distress?
I was a damsel in distress. So we're really excited. And we have a Facebook page, Hunterdon Comic Fest.
We do.
That everybody's been really keeping up. And on there is a schedule of events. We have a lot of guests.
We do. We've got several panels going on throughout the day. You know, last year was our first year doing this, and we weren't really sure what to expect, and I think it exceeded our expectations.
I think it did, too.
Should I say that you and I are not the comic gals at all?
No, I can. I'm more of a golden age.
Yeah.
The new people, I don't know at all.
I'm not even that.
The Classics Illustrated, the Dell 4-Color, that kind of thing.
Kendra had to explain to me last year what cosplay meant.
Yes.
And then I had all the kids in Frenchtown saying, how could you not know that?
Actually, I'm not sure. I'm a little shaky. What does cosplay mean? It's about dressing up or something.
I think it's just like a costume contest, basically.
Pretty much.
Yeah, you just dress up. But it's very elaborate.
And you guys dressed up last year. I think I remember you dressed up, Carolina, right?
You were Poison Ivy.
I was Poison Ivy.
Poison Ivy from Batman movies? Is that Poison Ivy?
Very
I don't know.
Good.
Oh, okay.
I had no idea. So I thought asking Shannon, who is also working with us on this, her cosplay is amazing. I mean, she's known far and wide, apparently, for her costumes. But I asked her who I could be that would be relatively easy for me to put together. So she said, oh, you can be Poison Ivy. So I thought, the plant. I can dress up like the plant. I know how to do that, and I probably have some on my arm. So then I'm at school talking to Eric, who will be doing our face painting for us on Saturday, and I'm telling him what I'm going to be for the Comic Fest, and he looked at me and he said, you don't know who Poison Ivy is, do you? I said, what do you mean? It's a plant. So he pulls out his phone and shows me pictures of Poison Ivy that are, shall I say, a little risque at times. I'm like, I am not being that character. So we toned me down. But yes, I went into this thinking I was going to be a plant instead of, I guess she's a villain.
I think Uma Thurman played Poison Ivy in the movie.
Yeah.
I believe. I could be wrong about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Uma Thurman, I am not. So
she did very well. We had pictures.
Oh, yeah.
We had pictures.
Yeah.
So you're dressing up again this year?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure. We just came off Harry Potter, and I dressed up for that. And I think two costumes in 1 week might be
What were you in Harry Potter?
I was Professor Trelawney.
And which one's that? The plant woman? No,
she is the divination. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
The one with the...
mind reading, the crystal ball.
Yeah, the thick glasses.
Yes.
Okay, was that... I didn't know that actress, too. Wasn't that...
Emma Thompson?
Yes, that was it.
I have a Luna Lovegood costume. I've done that
twice.
And I get real radishes and make real earrings, like make earrings out of them. And I have a butter
barrel.
I want
to be Luna. I think that would be a great
costume. It's such a fun costume.
Although Professor Trelawney was a lot of fun, too. Because, you know, she was big on the cooking sherry. So I walked around with my non-alcoholic butterbeer glass trying to
I have a butterbeer necklace for Luna. It's pretty awesome. And we're also a Pokemon gym, whatever that means. So
that's right, for Pokemon Go. So
right.
I wish my 10-year-old were here because she could explain that.
Right, yeah, we've tried and we can't. But so we encourage everybody to come look for creatures. They
apparently
have
the gym is where people can compete. So
okay.
Come compete in the gym.
Yes.
And take each other's Pokemons, I think, or something.
Oh, well, keep it friendly.
I don't know. Why don't we go to our first commercial break, then we can go over the schedule of Comic Fest in depth. Does that sound good?
That sounds good.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. We have Jeremiah Harris on the phone.
Hold on 1 second.
Are you there, Jeremiah?
I'm here.
Excellent. Hang on for 1 second, Jim said.
Yeah, hang on for 1 second. Just because Jeremiah and Caroline here, we don't do the regular...
Oh, we're not. Can we do it at 11:30?
I'm just kidding. We have special guests, so we will preclude our normal Caroline. Usually at this time, we play a game called Today in History Trivia, where I quiz Jennifer about events that happened on this day. It's a fun part of our show that I guess we're just giving up now.
Oh, stop. You said we were going to do
just
we can do it.
That we'll do it. We'll do it
you
later.
You said we were going to do the things at 11:30.
Our listeners, I got a regiment of what? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, that's okay, because I just got corrected that I said Pokemon incorrectly.
I wasn't going to correct
How do you say it? I said Pokemon.
Pokemon.
As soon as I said it, I knew it was wrong, and I got corrected.
I didn't even notice.
As long as we know what you're talking about. So once again, Caroline Scott from Frenchtown's Book Garden is with us live in the studio, and Jeremiah Harris, Comic Fest coordinator, is on the phone, so we'll be telling everyone all about it. So, Jeremiah, why don't you start off? What can we expect on Saturday?
Well, first, I want to say that you're...
Can you talk a little louder, because we're having trouble hearing you.
First, I want to say
thank you.
Your trivia is actually my favorite part of your show.
Thank you, Jeremiah.
Been a great experience, so very grateful and thankful of that. You really are. And I'm proud to say we have a lot that's going to be going on this Saturday, as well as our special guest appearance. We are going to have Spider-Man showing up, which I'm really excited about. But to like start out the day, and tickets so they can have a chance of winning some of the gifts or packages, the daycare packages that we put together. And then we're going to start out with some panels. We are starting out with basically bringing you back to the beginning with the panel about the history of comics. Then we're having a special author that's going to be coming by for our second panel that's going to talk about bookworms, books. And later on in the afternoon, our third panel is going to be the evolution of digital comics. And hopefully at the end, for our coup de grace, the cosplay awards, hopefully we'll have a lot of people that are dressed up. For you guys wondering, I am dressing up, and I'm going to be Finn from Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Okay, we weren't sure about Star Wars.
Yeah, it's not really a comic, but I had cosplay, so I can do that.
Okay.
I take it. I know I can.
Yeah.
Area, you're going to have some crafts where you'll be making your own Pokemon. And yes, the library did a Pokestop, a Pokegym, where you can battle. We actually have a Pokestop at the on the property, but it's just a dog park. So it's a little further away from the building, but still, you can come here and catch Pokemon if you'd like. I know there's been quite a few. I'm level 12, if you're wondering.
What does that mean?
It means I haven't been keeping up with the rest of them. There are some people that are level 23.
Ah, okay.
All right, we're having a really hard time hearing you.
Oh, it's really, really awful mic.
I don't know why.
My microphone's probably terrible, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, are you on a cell phone?
Yeah, I'm on a cell phone.
Yeah, that's why.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Well, I'll try to finish up with you. We are going to be having, you know, a lot of displays brought by our cosplay contest. Also, throughout the library, there will be a scavenger hunt that's going on. So, we're going to have a lot of that shows up. If the reception's too bad, I'll just basically end it with that also say thank you to everyone that helped with this page, as well as organizations like Comic Fusion and ShopRite who are contributing to us as well in their own special way. So thank you to everyone that put a hand in.
Wait, that's okay. I think we can hear you better now.
You can?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Say something again.
Can you hear me better now?
I think so.
It's a Verizon commercial all of a sudden.
Ah, he jumped ship. He's no longer with Verizon.
Oh, that's right.
All right, and so what did you ended up with? What cosplay?
I said thank you to everyone. I know that I get the connection bad, so I just want to say thank you to everyone, especially Comic Fusion and ShopRite for contributing, and really that's it. I'll let Caroline take over from there just because the reception's so bad.
Yeah, sorry
that's
about
okay.
that.
Yeah, we also have some giveaways from Nickelodeon and Paper Cuts that hopefully have arrived.
Paper Cuts did, yes.
They did. Good,
yeah.
good. So,
we need to add Nickelodeon to the sign, though, if you have them.
I think they're the one and the same.
Okay.
I think they go together.
Okay.
And then I've got a stack of comics at the bookstore that we're going to bring up to give away. And the event's a lot of fun. I mean, last year I was just impressed with, I don't know who was having more fun, the kids or their parents. So to see that was really, really something.
Yeah, well, and we had some 80s comics last year, and the parents were...
They were all over it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But I think this year will be, and it'll be a little bit different, but still a great way to spend the day, for sure.
Okay. Are you still there, Jeremiah?
Yes, I am.
Okay. But we'll say goodbye, because, I don't know. We're having trouble with you.
That's okay. I'll still listen, and we hope to see everyone there on Saturday.
Okay. Thank you. I hope to see you there tomorrow.
I hope to recognize you there.
You will. It'll be pretty easy.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jeremiah. All right. Bye-bye.
So why don't we recap a little bit, just in case people did not hear what Jeremiah was saying, Jennifer.
Okay. We're going to have three panels beginning at 11 o'clock, a history of comics, and then at 12, author Kevin McCluskey, the author of We Dig for Worms, and I'll let Caroline talk a little bit more about that.
Professor at Kutztown University.
He is, and his two books are for young comic enthusiasts, and We Dig Worms, and his latest one is The Real Poop on Pigeons, if you were ever wondering about pigeons. They're both a lot of fun. They're really well done. I'm hoping he'll do a little drawing for us on Saturday.
Oh, that would be neat.
And he's just, they're terrific books, really terrific books.
And then at 11:15, we're going to have The Evolution of Digital Comics, it will be led by Rob Feldman, who was one of our leading forces last year. And he created the little guy that you'll see around the library.
Yeah, he's done quite a bit. He has a free comic that is out in the Delaware Valley comics app. And this is he's done a lot. I can't even go through the long list of achievements and me being the non-comic person. And then Brendan and Brian are Flemington?
I think so. And we'll have a list of everybody and the biographies, which I forgot to ask you to print. But we'll have a list of everybody who's there and their bios.
Right. And so. Mandy's also local. We tried very hard to, and it wasn't hard, actually. We have so much talent in this area. So most of the folks who are joining us are from this part of the world.
Correct.
Which is great, because that means you might run into them in the grocery store or wherever afterwards.
And John Schmittenberger has a gallery in Schmittenberger.
Yes, Schmittenberger. He's down in Frenchtown, the SFA gallery, and he is the creator behind Mr. Pig, and Mr. Pig is a lot of fun. I know that they're going to be doing some drawing and a fun, like, bubble, make captions around Mr. Pig on Saturday. And Shannon O'Connell, who also works at the gallery, and as I was saying earlier, she's, as far as I'm concerned, the queen of cosplay. She's so impressive. It's a really, really good lineup of folks, I think. And we're going to have face painting, as we did last year, which was a huge hit. And special guest.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, we all know who he is.
I was just thinking, we have those display cases empty. Why don't we have those Freddy the Pig? Wouldn't that fit into the theme?
Oh, sure would.
That's a good
have
idea.
A display on that. And
I'm making a list of what we need to do.
Okay, any biographical, like a quick, just a little bio about Kurt Wiese, and you know what I mean?
Yes.
That might be interesting for...
That's a good idea.
For people. Unless that display case gets filled in the next few days it's supposed to, but I can't get a hold of... Well, this is something we don't need to talk about on the air, we, Jennifer?
No, but that's good.
And you mentioned the face painter who was wildly popular last year, correct?
Yes.
And are all these comics drawers going to be there all day?
I'm pretty sure most folks are going to be there all day.
They plan to.
We're going
to
be doing, I don't know if folks could hear Jeremiah, but Make Your Own Comics. That was also very popular last year. And one of the panels is going to be talking about how to get into comics if you're interested in taking that path as a career or a passion. Or
and we have some Minecraft creatures left over from last year's live Minecraft.
They
I think Jeremiah's redone their bodies. But there'll be some table games available downstairs if you just want to sit quietly and play chess. But I think there's too much going on for people to stop and sit.
So once again, we're talking about Hunterdon Comic Fest that's happening at the Hunterdon County Library this Saturday, August 6th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's free and open to the public. So you have any interest in comics or graphic novels included in this?
Yes,
yeah, that's graphic
are.
Novels
mm-hmm.
too.
Yes.
I just read a good graphic novel, actually.
Really? Shocking.
The Fifth Beetle.
Oh,
did
not
you ever
shocking.
Hear that one, Caroline?
I have not.
The Fifth Beetle. They're going to make a movie out of it, I think. But it was a number one New York Times bestseller. I forget the name of the author, but the illustrations are unbelievable. So it's called The Fifth Beetle. So if I go to the book garden, will it be there for me to purchase?
I think it might. What's it about? Because I think I just heard
it's about Brian Epstein, the manager of the Beatles.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I was very – that's my book alert of the day, Jennifer.
Thank you.
We don't have it in our collection, do we?
We don't. I don't know. I have to look.
Okay.
I've got so many windows open right now.
Check
and
that out.
And on the Hunterdon Comic Fest Facebook page, there is a picture of Caroline as Poison Ivy last year. And Shannon as something.
Pikachu.
Pikachu.
I don't know who that is. But
she's from Pokemon.
I think
it's a Pokemon.
Goes Pokemon.
Yes.
Shannon, if she's listening right now, is just shaking her head at me, thinking, we've had a year and a half to educate Caroline, and it just hasn't sunk in.
Well, and we also have Highbridge native Darren Ock, who has drawn for Marvel Comics. So that's great.
Yes, that's true.
We have some really big...
That's true.
Big people. Yeah, so we have a couple more things to get together, and we should be all ready to go Saturday morning.
It's going to be fun.
It is.
You're not dressing up, are you?
I have a T-shirt. I was going to dress up as Urza Scarlet, who's a manga character. I don't know.
I thought you were being Luna.
Oh, I didn't think we were really going to do Harry. I thought Harry Potter was good.
That doesn't count.
It counts. You could be Harry, but you could be Luna.
I guess I could.
I could pull out my Trelawney again and just be done with it.
Maybe I will. I'll stop and get some radishes tonight.
So, Caroline, are you going to have... You had, like, a display, like, last year of my... Correct vision from the book garden.
We did.
Did you have like a table set
we
up
did.
Or something?
We did, and we are working with Kevin to sell some of
his
books. His books will be available.
Okay.
Now, will he be hanging around and having a table after? Do you think
he will? He'll be hanging out with me.
Okay.
So
he'll need it. Okay. Well.
Yeah. He'll be. We'll
figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
He'll be hanging out with me, and I'm sure he would love to. And his books are, you know, they're a lot of fun. They're also very educational, and I'm sure he'd love to sit and chat with kids. And
yeah, because. Pigeons fly faster than airplanes? He's got all these facts.
My big thing was, like, where do they go when they die? But I think about all birds.
I know. You know what? Not to bring things down, but I always wonder, because I've got a million birds in my backyard.
Where do they go when they die?
But I very rarely find it.
It's in there. Where pigeons go, anyway.
It's the circle of life, Caroline.
Jim isn't.
But there's no little bird graveyards. Like what?
No.
And you don't see. It's not like deer, unfortunately, who get hit. But like, what happens to birds?
Or squirrels that don't end up.
I'm gonna have to guess scavenger animals for one, and then just decomposition. I don't know.
But you never see them.
They become fertilizer for all those beautiful flowers and trees that you see.
But you never see them.
You never see them. Where did they must go? Someplace.
Well.
They're very discreet. I don't know what to tell you. So the quick look at the weather again. Jennifer mentioned it is going to be raining on Saturday. There's a good chance of rain in the afternoon on Saturday. So Hunterdon County Library has a nice sturdy roof on it, so you won't get wet if you come in. Is there something wrong with that roof, Jennifer? Oh, here. So it'd be a good day to be indoors and do a little cosplay. So if you have a costume at home, don't wait for Halloween. You get a little extra mileage out of it. So I'm looking forward to it. I'll be there. I won't be in costume unless, I don't know, so I get a stroke of imagination or something.
You're the graphic artist. You should have those frequently.
One of the Beatles? Does that count? It's a graphic novel.
Well, because it was a graphic novel. I don't see why not. So, yeah. I don't know. It's going to be a really good day.
It's going to be a fun day. So if you missed it last year, I highly suggest coming this year.
And we have some giveaways. We have some pins that from Penguin Random House they sent. We've got some of those. Marvel Comics sent us some comic books. And First Second Books also sent some for the older crowd. So those will be some door prizes with the paper cuts.
That'll be great.
Yeah. It'll be a lot of fun.
It will be. It's fun to seeing everyone running around in the library.
Yeah, it's good. There's a lot of good energy.
Yeah, there is.
And did you say there was going to be raffles or something?
Yeah, there'll be door prizes.
Door prizes.
With all the things that the publisher sent us.
Okay.
And I guess Comic Fusion is going to donate some comic books just to give away, and we've got some other things that we've picked up throughout the year.
Are we going to have Kevin McCluskey's book in our collection?
We do.
Oh, we already do?
We do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have the second one?
The worms?
The
pigeon?
Which one do you have?
We probably have both.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
we
have.
I think I can get you a pigeon one if you'd like it.
I think we will if we don't have one.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure we do.
All right, very good. All right, so that's Comic Fest once again this Saturday, August 6th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Huntington County Library. Be there, be square. Do they still say that, Jennifer?
I don't
think. Do people still say that?
I think people our age do. I don't.
So another quick look at your weather. Do we have news, Jennifer?
No, not at the half hour.
Okay, no news.
Yes, we have both the real poop on pigeons and we dig worms. Excuse me.
That is news.
Yes.
Jennifer, like Jennifer said, mid-80s and clear today in Flemington. Tomorrow, expect much of the same. Clear skies, 85 degrees. I might have to take the afternoon off and golf or something.
Not tomorrow.
Why not?
You have to help us set up.
In the morning.
All right.
You're not the boss. Well, yes, you are.
Yeah, I am.
Saturday,
as a matter of fact.
Expect rain in the afternoon, but you don't have to worry about that because you will be at Comic Fest. Then the weather clears for a Sunday. 84 degrees when I go see Paul McCartney at the Meadowlands. You a Beatles fan, Caroline?
A little bit.
Kiko's not.
My daughter's name is Julia, so, you know.
Paul. John Lennon's mother's name was Julia.
Kiko, he's going down that road again.
I know.
Kiko's not a Beatles
fan. Well aware. And then next chance of rain looks like, actually, right now, next weekend, Jennifer. I hope you don't have any weekend plans.
I'm
it's
off
like
next
a
weekend.
Complete washout.
I'm off next weekend, the whole weekend, Friday, Saturday, and
you
Sunday.
Don't have plans, do you, Caroline?
No.
Okay.
Well, I could have guaranteed it would rain next weekend.
But next Wednesday, August 10th, it looks beautiful. And next Wednesday, of course, is our second summer concert, outdoor summer concerts. Excuse me?
Let's say Caroline's got to run. Okay. So let's say goodbye to her, and then we'll talk about
last
night's concert.
All right, Caroline, thanks so much for stopping
thank
by.
Thank you for having me.
We'll see you on Saturday.
You two are a lot of fun. I'm going to be tuning in every Thursday.
We've never been accused of
this. You're welcome
before.
To stop by anytime
you want.
Oh,
yeah, stop
want.
By.
Well, I'm going to listen in. I don't know about stopping by.
Okay. All right, and stop by tomorrow if you want to preset anything up for...
Yeah, I'm going to be at the bookstore. I can't.
Okay.
I will be there bright and early on Saturday.
All right, I'll probably be there by 8.
I can be there around the same time. That's fine.
Yeah. I'll look for you at the front door.
Leave some things for me to do for Saturday morning.
Okay.
And we'll see everyone Saturday.
10 o'clock.
The 4. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Caroline.
Me. Take care, guys.
All right. Take care. Thanks, Caroline. Okay. So next Wednesday, I'm sorry, is the second concert of our outdoor concert series. And we will be featuring the Blauenberg Band. But let's start with
last night's
concert, Jennifer. Perfect night for an outdoor concert.
It was.
We welcomed Summer Swing Orchestra to the Huntington County Library. If you haven't heard them, they actually did a little bit of a different set this time, a little more jazzier.
Well, they have a new director, don't they?
It's John Nobile is not involved with them anymore.
Yeah.
Can't remember the name, but irrelevant at this point, Jennifer.
No.
It was a great, we had probably about 250 people show up.
Nice.
On a beautiful night, the Friends of the Huntington County Library were there talking to folks.
Did you see my cousins?
Giving out water. Your cousins?
You wouldn't know who they were.
No, I would not have known. Is there any How would I have known them?
You wouldn't have.
Would they have been up dancing or something?
No,
or
probably.
What would have distinguished them from Nothing. The rest of the crowd, Jennifer?
Nothing. But tonight, if you missed last night, or even if you went last night and had a great night, the Hunterdon County Parks Department's going to have their 40th anniversary celebration of their free concert series. Continues at 7 p.m. tonight with the Best of the Eagles Tribute Band. This group of all-stars captures the instrumental and vocal prowess of the biggest California supergroup of all times. It was established in 2012. There's cake for all and a free giveaway for the first 1,000 people. So stop at Deer Path Park, 120 West Wood Church Road, Flemington, New Jersey.
We should be reading about this right after ours. I'm not finished talking about our
concert. I'm sorry. I thought you were.
No. We can have two more. All right. Oh. So once again, the Blauenberg Band joins us next Wednesday, August 10th. All of our shows start at 6:30. Bring a blanket and a chair at a picnic, lunch, or dinner. In case of inclement weather next Wednesday, which right now it looks good, that concert we canceled. But the last concert in the series, Wednesday, August 17th, the British Invasion Years, will be joining us once again. That starts at 6:30. If you have not heard this band, I highly recommend them. It's going to be a big crowd that night. We're going to even have Nina's Waffles, a food truck there, to satisfy your sweet tooth right after you eat your picnic lunch that you bring. And if you see Jim Thatch walking around hungry and you want to offer him something to eat, well, feel free. So this is the Outdoor Summer Concert Series that we've been doing at the Hunterdon County Library for several years now. It's sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. The Friends of the Library will be present at all the concerts if you want to learn more about that group. So I hope to see you out there the next Wednesday, August 10th, or Wednesday, August 17th, or both, preferably. And, of course, Deer Path Park has a great concert series that Jennifer mentioned. They're on Thursday nights in the summer. Just go to the webpage or go to Google and type in Deer Path Concerts and look up their shows.
Did I prematurely?
Jennifer just kind of, I don't understand. I have to
I thought you
at the commercial break, I'm going to have to explain to Jennifer who we're promoting first on this show. It's not the Deer Path Park Hour, Jennifer.
All right, stop. All right, let's do Today in History. But my email is not coming up for some reason, so we'll just sing or something, okay?
Go ahead.
I'm not singing.
You just said.
I know what I just said.
Okay, it's time for Today in History. We usually do this around 11:15, but since we had Caroline Skeffer in the book garden in Frenchtown, she was actually a very good guest.
She
very,
is.
Very good radio voice, too.
She's better than your co-host.
I wouldn't say that, Jennifer. So today in history, every week I ask Jennifer questions on events that happened on this date, which is August 4th. And also I'll ask her some names of people who were born or who have died on this date and see if she knows who they are. I don't have much today, Jennifer. That's why it's kind of anticlimactic.
Too bad it's not August 3rd because a lot of people were born on August 3rd. Yesterday.
Like who?
It was Tony Bennett's 90th birthday. It was Martin Sheen's 75th birthday. Martha Stewart was 74.
Wait a minute. I was at a Billy Joel concert where he said Tony Bennett turned 90 that day. That was on July 21st. He lied, Billy Joel?
Imagine that. I don't know. It was in the paper that it was his 90th birthday yesterday. And the Sinatra station on Sirius was playing all Tony Bennett, so I kind of have to believe it was.
I believe it, too. I think Billy Joel lied to us.
I think so. Did you sing happy birthday to Tom?
Yes, we did.
Really?
And they had that big cake for him.
Really?
Okay, Jennifer, let's go back to 1693. This is
1693,
yes. A little bit before we were born. This is the date that is ascribed to the invention of champagne, Jennifer. Who invented champagne?
Thank goodness they did. This should be a date... Should be a part. Remember when
are you a big champagne fan?
I am. Remember we celebrated Beaujolais Nouveau Day. Had I known, we would have celebrated
Beaujolais
champagne.
Beaujolais in champagne.
November. No, but we celebrated that. I would have celebrated.
So you like to just drink champagne?
I can do that. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. I mean, I like a toast, take a sip, but I don't like crave like a glass of champagne.
I don't crave it, certainly.
Like if you ever go to a bar, do you order champagne?
No.
Does anyone? Does anyone drink champagne besides toasts? I guess they do.
I don't know. I was at Lincoln
Center. Or celebrating something?
I was at Lincoln Center to see an opera one time, and my father bought us champagne at intermission. That was kind of classy.
Oh, well, yeah. That's just...
No, we just...
Putting on airs, Jennifer.
No, it isn't. But we celebrate lots of little things. So back to champagne. Now, I don't know who invented it.
You don't? Take a guess.
Well, champagne is a region in France.
Yes. No. What was the most popular champagne you can buy? Most expensive?
Moët et Chandon?
No.
That's the most expensive I can buy.
Dom Perignon.
Dom Perignon. Of course.
How much is Moët, whatever you just
I don't know. You can buy a California one for under 20.
1821, Jennifer. I'm so sick of talking about champagne. I don't even want to see it for a while.
Okay.
Unless, of course, we need something to celebrate something.
Yeah, there's always something to celebrate in life, Jim.
Next time, if I ever go out drinking with you with the twilted throat, I almost had. I'll buy you a glass of champagne.
Thanks. They probably don't have it.
Okay. In 1821, what is published for the first time as a weekly newspaper?
The New York Times.
I'll give you one hint. No. What's you won't get it unless I give you the hint. What's Norman Rockwell.
Oh, the Saturday Evening Post.
Correct. Norman Rockwell, of course, the famous artist that did so many Saturday Evening Post covers. If you're a Norman Rockwell fan, his museum is in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, Jennifer.
It is.
Highly recommend a day trip. Stay a night at the Red Lion Inn.
That's not a day trip. That's an overnight trip.
Stockbridge, Massachusetts?
It takes one, but a day trip is you go and come back in one day.
Oh, we can stay overnight at the Red Lion Inn right in Stockbridge, which if you've ever seen the famous painting Stockbridge at Christmas, it's right in that painting by Norman Rockwell. See how we just get into things? I'm down the Norman Rockwell path. I could talk forever about it, but I'll stop right now. 1892, finally, Jennifer. The father and stepmother of whom are found murdered in their Fall River, Massachusetts home. How did you know that so quickly? You scare me.
Sorry.
Okay, what was the interesting part about this Lizzie Borden thing?
Other than the fact that she was the first woman murderess.
Was she?
I believe so. She used an axe. Lizzie Borden took an axe, gave her father 40 whacks. When she was through, she gave her mother 40.
I got a little news for you, Jennifer. Lizzie Borden was found not guilty.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Even though she probably did do it, she was found not guilty. It's probably the OJ trial of that day.
But you know what? In Scotland, they have a verdict not proven, which isn't really. And you notice we never say not innocent. We never say innocent, we say not guilty.
Well, she was not guilty.
But they also have a not proven in the UK.
Was the trial in Scotland?
No, it was not.
Moving on. Okay, born and died on this date, Jennifer, in 1821, the same day the Saturday Evening Post was published as a newspaper. Louis Vuitton was born.
Oh, he's a designer, ladies' handbags especially.
Yes, handbags, luggage. The only reason I know who Louis Vuitton was from the movie Leap Year. Some romantic comedy where some woman goes to Ireland because on leap day or something, the woman can ask the man to marry them, and then just it goes off the rails, obviously. She marries somebody else. Okay, 1901, Louis Armstrong.
He was a singer, Wonderful World.
Yes. He you did something more? Else that was – he was more famous for something else, Jennifer. Really? He played the trumpet.
Oh, yes.
He was a trumpet player
first. He was a trumpet
first.
Player.
Well, he sang, but that wasn't his.
Okay.
Gotcha? I don't know if I can give you that one.
All right.
Born on the state in 1961, Barack Obama.
And the President of the United States of America.
The current President of the United States. You know, what number is he? Do you know?
44.
Close enough, Jennifer. Okay, died on this date in 1991. You'll never get this one. Only I and maybe Kara would know this. Don DeGrady.
Hint? With a hint, will I get it?
You ever see the movie Saving Mr. Banks?
No.
His character. Don DeGrady worked for the Walt Disney Studios. He was a screenwriter.
Oh,
most famously for Mary Poppins. Don DeGrady.
Thank you.
And died in 2014 on this date, James Brady.
Jim Brady? The President Reagan's Secretary of State who was shot Press Secretary who was shot in 81.
Shot in 1981. Very good, Jennifer. Okay, here's my backup question for you. He died in 2014. What was the cause of death?
Don't know.
Homicide.
No way.
They said the 81 gunshot wound, they used really? That as the cause of death.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Got it?
I got it.
I thought that was interesting. That's why I
brought
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Homicide. But it took 33 years for it to finally kill him.
Oh, dear.
So that's today in history. And we're back to the library show. We have a lot more to talk about library related, but we have some commercials to take care of first.
All right, so we will be right back after these messages.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. Jim Gannot will be in, I think, in a few minutes to take care of some business. And just for the record, Gremlins is not a Christmas movie.
Why did you just say that?
Because there was an article about the director of Gremlins in the New York Times today, and I forwarded it to our phone guest, Jeremiah. And we constantly argue whether it's a Christmas movie or
What's
not.
What's your definition of a Christmas movie?
Not one that's...
It will depend on what your definition of a Christmas movie is.
The movie is all about Christmas.
It's about Christmas. It's not set at Christmas time. That's the difference that you're making.
I think so. But the Gremlins is Christmas one day at the beginning. It was a Christmas gift. If he'd been given a gremlin as a birthday gift, would it be a birthday movie?
Is that such a genre?
Oh, no.
I didn't realize that was a genre, but if it is, maybe. I don't know. Okay, but why is that bothering you right now?
Because he just emailed me that it was a Christmas movie.
Okay, moving on. I just wrapped up booking our fall concerts at the Hunterdon County Library for September, October, November, December. We have 8 shows, 2 a month, starting September, and a bunch of new faces. So, Jennifer, let me... quickly run down this list, if I will. Is that okay with you?
It's fine with me. I will keep my mouth quiet.
All right. In September, we'll start off the Great American Songbook, Jamie and Nancy DeJesus. You might have seen them at the North County Branch Library. It's a husband and wife singing team. Why are you raising your hand?
I got to remember to tell you spelled his name wrong.
Jamie? How do you know?
I don't know, but I'm betting you did.
What are you doing?
Nothing. I wasn't going to say anything.
Don't say anything until you know for sure, or we're off the air and don't have trying to get people to actually listen to
us. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
What are you doing over there? Jamie and Nancy DeJesus. So their husband-wife team is singing about love, marriage, etc. That'll be Wednesday, September 21st at 7 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. All these programs that I'm telling you about, of course, are free and open to the public. They're in our meeting room on Wednesday evenings. And then... Wednesday, September 28th at 7 p.m., we welcome Moggy Hill. It's a country bluegrass rock and folk band, Jennifer, a new band to our lineup, actually recommended by one of our patrons, Jeanette Zink.
And my apologies, because
I feel like
it's correct.
It's correct.
It is, but then it's probably Jaime.
Why are we wasting more time on this?
Well, because I wanted to.
Maybe it is pronounced Jaime. I don't know.
I'm just saying. Okay, I'll keep my mouth
shut. I apologize to all our listeners if you were actually still there. You're probably not, so I can probably say whatever I want now. But moving on to October, Jennifer, AC Steel and the Galvanizers. We've had them a long ago, very good band. Actually, the leader is a friend of our director, Mark Titus. They'll be at the library on Wednesday, October 12th at 7 p.m. And then October 28th at 7 p.m., if you haven't heard this band yet, we welcome back Rave On, the hits of Buddy Holly, Roy Orbison, and more. A very good band. Chris Rozelle. It's a three-piece band. Jennifer's heard them. Do you concur, Jennifer? She's not saying anything else.
Yes, I do. They're
very
good.
Here we go with the passive aggressiveness.
No, I had turned my microphone down.
Passive aggressiveness does not work on the radio, Jennifer.
And this way, in case I can't control myself, they can't hear me.
Moving on to November, we have Maggie Warsdale coming on November 9th, 7 p.m. She's crazy about Patsy Cline. Patsy Cline imitator will be at the library November 9th at 7 p.m. And then November 30th at 7 p.m., we'll welcome back Eric Mantel Quartet and his jazz holiday, who play songs from the Peanuts classic Christmas show and other holiday-inspired jazz hits. If you've never heard the Eric Mantel Quartet before, one of the best local jazz bands in the tri-state area, Jennifer. Then finally, December, we welcome Carolyn Doctorow, who is the daughter of E.L. Doctorow. A little library connection for you there, Jennifer. The author of a lot of historical fiction, I believe. Ragtime. I can't remember what his other books are, but I bet we have several in our collection.
I bet we have all of them.
Of the Huntington County Library. So Carolyn Doctorow is a folk singer, and she'll sing folk songs for the holidays on Wednesday, December 7th at 7 p.m. at the Huntington County Library. And then finally, to wrap it all up, the Huntington Harmonizers join us again for their holiday show on Wednesday, December 14th at 7 p.m. So check our website, hclibrary.us, for all our programs. And, of course, I'm neglecting to mention our afternoon concerts with Fred Miller, Jennifer, which will be on a Wednesday afternoon in October, November, and December. I don't have what he's singing about in front of me.
And Thursday afternoons at headquarters.
I'm sorry, Thursdays at headquarters.
Wednesdays at North County.
Yeah.
And we do have the Fifth Beatle in our collection, although I'm a little disturbed that you didn't take it out of the library.
No one's taking it out?
No, that you didn't.
How do you know that? Are you looking at my private files?
No, because you said you asked if we had it, and if you had taken it out from our library, you would have known we had it.
No. Well, I wouldn't have asked. Would I have asked that question, Jennifer?
No.
I knew we had it.
So, actually, therefore, you didn't take it out
from
our library.
I gave it to my daughter as a Christmas gift.
All right, that's okay.
Last year.
Yeah, okay, that's okay.
But I will take it out, maybe. Or actually maybe goof off this afternoon for an hour and read it or something.
You could do that. Maybe we'll put it out on display.
I can't do that, Jennifer. On my break or something?
Yes.
I meant while I should be working.
Maybe your boss will let you do that.
All right. What else do you want to talk about before we wrap it up for the day?
What else do I want to talk about? On next Thursday, August 11th, there's going to be a special showing of the movie Room at the headquarters library at 6 p.m. This movie is based on the book by Emma Donahue, and it was a disturbing book. But Emma Donahue is an Irish author, and she handled it very gracefully. A young woman is held hostage in a shed by a man, and the man impregnates her, and she raises this child in the shed.
What is this book?
Room.
Oh, is that a true story?
No.
Oh, thank God. And that's a movie, right?
Are you listening to me?
No, I wasn't in the beginning.
As a matter of fact, I'm talking about the movie we are showing next Thursday night at the headquarters library.
Did you see this movie? I don't know if I want to see this.
I did not.
Does it have a happy ending?
Well, what it is she gets out. She manages to escape.
How long was she in the room for?
More than 5 years.
I hope this guy gets his just desserts.
But what happens is, you know, she's desperate to get out of this room. the whole time she's in it, and then she has her son. But this is the only room her son, this is the only life her son has ever known, and this is the only father he has ever known. And then when he gets out, when they get out, it's more traumatic than she expected, like being reintegrated into life, everyday life, and it's more overwhelming than she expected.
So it's more about the after the abduction
yes.
than the abduction itself.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes, it absolutely is. And it's really it's very well done.
It's like who was the young girl that was taken from her parents' bedroom but then was found alive miraculously? Elizabeth Smart.
Smart, yes.
Kind of like that. I wonder how she's doing.
Elizabeth, if there's an off chance you're listening, give us a call. Let us know how things are going for you.
Well, if she was listening, she stopped listening after the whole Jamie spelling thing.
Probably. I apologize for that. I'm sorry. And I turned off my microphone in case I can't control myself. So, yeah, definitely. And sign up for that. There's still room available. Call 788-1434 to make reservations. But I'm pretty sure there'll still be room.
And do you have any, Jennifer books are speakers and authors at the libraries, at the Huntington County Library. Do you have anything in store that you can surprise on us?
September 15th, Jim Wade is going to come talk about the autumn activities of the Native American from this this area, the New Jersey area, specifically the Lenni Lenape, you know, things they would do to get ready for the autumn harvest. And then on the 17th, we're going to do a special film screening with Hunterdon Hospice, Being Mortal, which is based on a book. It's a PBS Frontline series, and it's about end-of-life decisions and facing the end of life. And then they're going to sponsor a there's going to be a talk after that. And this movie's been shown
Upbeat things happening at the Huntington County?
On October 22nd, Judith Kroll Russo is going to come talk about presidential foods.
What foods killed presidents?
What foods presidents like to eat, especially, being that the presidential election will be many weeks away. We have a World War II speaker coming to talk in the beginning of November, and he will specifically talk about Pearl Harbor, since it's the 75th anniversary of that, so he'll focus on that. That's all I got right now.
Very good. Well, that's all we need, Jennifer, because it's 11:57.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. Remember Saturday, 10 to 4, Huntington Comic Fest. Thanks to Carolyn Scott again for stopping by and Jeremiah for calling in. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or come in. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Huntington Medical Center. Huntington Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Huntington Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
Went inside, and about 25, 30 minutes later, they heard an explosion. They came out and looked at it, and some neighbors came out, and what we found, and he found, is that some kind of pipe bomb detonated on top of his cruiser.
That explosion in Thurmont, Maryland, damaged a cruiser and could have severely injured someone if they had been nearby. The investigation is underway to find out who put the bomb on the cop car. Former presidential candidate Dr. Ben Carson wished Donald Trump would stick to the issues.
I'd love him to carry around a little card in his pocket, and every time he's asked about something that wants to drag him off into the hinterlands, he pulls that up and says, "No mud, let's talk about the issues."
Dow futures up 32, S&P up 3, NASDAQ up 1.75. This is USA Radio News.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down, and the savings